The formal public meeting begins at 6 p.m. with an open house before the actual hearing, the public hearing in room 30 of the House building with overflow rooms set up, and it is expected they will be needed. Each person gets 3 minutes. You have to sign in first or you can submit a written comment. This comes after open houses around the state at those sites on the short list brought out emotions and concerns from people in those cities. Commission co-chair Brad Wilson, a Kaysville lawmaker and a developer, says they take concerns seriously from people in the cities on the short list.
I mean, I get it. I think the members of the commission get it. And we just try to listen as much as we can and do as much as we can to address their specific concerns.
But don't even try to plead tonight that it stay in Draper. The commission won't listen.
The commission specifically has been charged with finding a new location. Our scope of work has been find a new location outside of Draper. And so that's what we are doing.
Meanwhile, Wilson says the Salt Lake City site should not be a concern from the air.
The site we're looking at is 5 miles west of the airport. When you're landing in your plane, you wouldn't be able to see it out there. We've talked to folks at the airport. We've talked to Delta Airlines. They don't have specific concerns.
Wilson says engineering, consulting, and survey firms are still doing work. That should be back in 30 to 45 days. And after that, the commission will recommend a site. And then the full legislature will vote in special session later this summer. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.